The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack right here, right now.
And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're here every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's primetime drive time for you folks in the East. And if you don't have that, that's okay, because you can have five ways to tune in. If you are not in Philadelphia and listening right now on WWDB AM, you can find us on HD2 radio station 97.5, or you can download and listen to the radio app, the WWD radio app, anytime, anywhere. Or you could go to their website, WWDBAM.com, and click the listen live. And better yet, you can call to listen or talk to us here at 888-329-3306. I am Marianne Castello, one of your hosts on Liberty Bell Smack. I have a dynamic presence in the realm of holistic health and wellness, serving as a board-certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. Beyond my clinical practice, I remain a prominent figure in media, hosting my own TV and radio shows, and as a motivational speaker. I'm also a best-selling, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author from the Los Angeles Tribune, and I'm passionate about music and currently touring the world with Nectar, the legendary rock band. And that's enough about me. I have my other host sitting in the green room, looking beautiful as ever, with a string of awards under her belt. She's a celebrated fantasy novelist who dreams of crafting immersive realms for her audience. Her compelling word weaving pays homage to a multitude of personal muses, from Chris Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and Wonder Woman. She currently resides in the Vale with her pups, Carlos and Penelope, writing, cosplaying, ignoring the real world, watching football, and practicing martial arts. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. Danielle, how are you?
Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
I am doing okay. And we have a missing host this evening, unfortunately. I believe he might be sitting in a dentist chair right now, I think.
Oh,
that's not fun.
Okay, my heart goes out for that a little
bit.
Yeah,
no. So we all say a little prayer for Mr. Mark Mancini. So he's not with us tonight, but have no fear. We will hold down the fort. And I know that our chosen producer, Tyler, I know he's going to be coming, chiming in and out, because he's always there to catch us on something we do.
Don't worry, I'll make sure to channel Mark as much as I can.
Think about that. He's just great.
He's Mini Mark.
It is Mini Mark. And we have a special edition tonight. And I am so excited to tell everybody, here on Liberty Bell Smack, just like all other shows do, we have to keep it live on the air. And we are reaching out for sponsors, but we thought we would do it in a very unique way, where our fans may be able to help us out. And why? Because we are having our own Liberty Bell Smack telethon. Da da da. I don't really have the music to go with
I was just going to say, like, I'm trying to clap, like, for everybody.
If you're tuning in and you're listening and you want to see our pretty faces and you want to write in on the social feeds, you could find us on the WWDB AM Talk 860 Facebook page. You could find us on Liberty Bell Smack and our personal pages. And we'd love to hear from you during this telethon. You can call us at 888-329-3306. Again, 888-329-3306. Or you can write in right here on our Facebook pages. We are monitoring it live, but we have some special things to give away, do we not, Danielle?
I think these are pretty cool, I have to say. Like, I'm kind of excited. I could be biased.
Well, we sit there and we have dollar, first of all, anything that you can give, we are absolutely gracious for. But what we will say, that if you give in a $25 sponsorship, can you show them the card that they will get?
Actually, for $25, I decided I'm going to give them an autographed copy of Danius and Jaden, my novella from Breath of the Bay. I'm going to give that up. Yes, I am. With character bookmarks of each girl. So I will give that away. No problem.
And that is for the $25 they will receive.
Yes, ma'am.
And they will have it autographed by you, correct?
Yes, I will. And I will do a personalized autograph.
That's wonderful. Yes. And also for the $25 mark, I will tell you, I will give out my chakra, extreme chakra cleansing. This is a brand new DVD, as you can see, where you learn how to meditate with your eyes open. You could listen to it all at once or pick a chakra to work on. And it is not your typical fluted in music, you know, and ocean waves and all. Rich Shalanda, we all know his name. He does our theme song for Liberty Bell Smack, also the front man for Nectar, the legendary rock band, and so many other projects. He actually wrote the music on here. We use pulse generators, Jay Petsko. He did all the graphic design. So when you're looking at it, it's a little trippy. So there's a little warning on here, you know, don't drive while you're watching this or doing anything in your car. And it takes you through all of the chakras and how to clean them, what they actually mean, how to do it. And you could do it one chakra at a time or do the whole body. And it learns. It teaches you to learn how to meditate with your eyes open. Because some people tell me, if I shut my eyes for 5 minutes, Marianne, I'm going to fall asleep. Yep. I said, no, we don't want that. So it teaches people how to do that. And just to know, three of the tracks are like dance tunes. They're not your typical meditation thing. It's very cool. Ooh. So willing to give
astral
that away.
Astral projection dancing.
Right, absolutely.
It's a new thing. You just invented that, Marianne. I think we should get music going for that.
Well, if I had that ready, I would do that. But now, if you want to donate $50 and above, I will give you the hard copy of The Road to Success Volume 2 that I helped co-wrote with Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul originator. This book landed up on the red carpet and won a Quilly Award for this book. So proud of it. And I'll personally autograph that for anybody who gives $50 or more, we will send that out to you. So we can start there because we have more surprises in here as you donate. And again, folks, if you do, please reach out to us. It is 888-329-3306. We'd love to hear your voice on the air, give you a shout out on social media. And if you do that, we'll give you even more shout outs from donating because we want to appreciate our fans in Philly, but also all over. Because if you're not in Philly and you can't listen to it and you're not on HD2 radio because you just don't know what that is, because some people just don't, you know, and you are watching over the internet, remember WWDB's Facebook page and the Liberty Bell Smack page and all our Instagram pages, everything's worldwide. So you will be seen worldwide. That's what we love about this whole entire thing. So we will give people, I would say, what, first 10 minutes? And then we'll announce some more surprises with this too as well.
That sounds about good. That sounds about right.
That sounds like it deserves a round of applause.
On our page. Oh, there we go. There you go, Tyler. That's what we need. I think we should have that all the time when we say stuff.
Yeah, I'll keep that in the back wings.
I love it. We drive him crazy, folks. We keep him on his toes.
I feel bad. I do feel bad.
I really do sometimes, but I do also want to reach out too, because I know some of our fans are in Florida and I know that some of them had quite a hardship last night and with the devastation of both Hurricane Helene and now of Milton. Yeah. And I do believe there's another third storm laying around there out there now too. So I just want to give a shout out and prayers and thoughts for our fans and listeners in case you watch this later, because you don't have power now. I know quite a few of you, are really having a go of it. And, you know, it's terrible how the storms have been happening like that. And they're like monster storms. And I have friends that live there and I wanted them to get to, you know, a higher ground, and it quite didn't happen that way. So, you know, just letting them know that we're thinking about them. I know they tune into the show regularly. And then we have some that I know are okay too. So that, you know, our hearts go out to that, and just know that we are thinking about you. And I just wanted to open the show with that and mention that.
No, that's good. Yes.
To our Florida fans.
It's been scary.
It's been
very
really scary
between Asheville. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there really is. And it's heartbreaking too, you know, because people are losing their homes or losing everything they have. And, you know, I feel bad, as we're saying, we're looking for sponsors and all, but we also want to give back and do good things for future things so we can give back to the fans. But those fans that tune in, I know some of you are from Florida, and just, you know, our hearts and prayers are with you, and we're thinking of you. Now, to get back to the hometown, hate to be the bearer of the bad news. Oh, God, I know you're going to go crazy. You're getting ready to go crazy on this one, but the poor Phillies, are out. They're completely out of the World Series.
That story. Okay,
That story. Because I'm sure right now that every Phillies fan, as much as you want to applaud Francisco Lindor, he was the person that made it very possible that the Phillies are not going to the World Series.
No, they're not. But the Mets are they're going to the big game. Not yet the World Series. We're going to get there for the first time since 2015.
Right. You got some games to go, though. But I have to tell you, Francisco Lindor, he did a wonderful grand slam that paid the cornerstone and bounced around the infield grass at Citi Field from embrace to embrace. He got so many hugs. I don't know if you watched the game and you saw it, but with his grand slam, that sealed the fate for the Phillies. So this year, the Phillies, their run is done. But they put in a good effort. I got to give them that.
It was a good fight. It was a good fight. And right now, my Uncle Richie, who has been a lifelong Mets fan, is probably doing backflips right now. So Uncle Richie, you got it. You won. The Mets are in. Good job. You have the time of your life
because the Mets are in. I was just going to say this. Sucking the ball, knocking those home
runs over the wall. I feel like we should have baseball caps and, you know,
I was
like the little dances.
It's
so
a somber
right
tone.
On it because you really are on it because I was just going to say, do you remember their theme song? Some people really don't remember it. And if you remember their stadium where they have the big apple when they hit a home run, and every time they hit a home run, that theme song would come up and the apple would pop out with the big red apple with the Mets logo on it. You know,
good times.
All I'm saying is the Phillies had a better.
We'll have time to think about that.
In their stadium, whenever they hit a home run, the Liberty Bell would bang back and forth. Yeah, back in I don't know, like 10 or 15 years ago, when the last time I was able to get to a game.
we keep you busy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, why would you want to hear loud things banging after here? Not really something you want to do.
Possibly not.
I get it. You have enough headaches. You don't need more. We do that. We handle that, Tyler. It's okay.
It's okay. We, like I said, I think we drive him crazy. So
we do. But that's okay. We're looking forward to doing it for a very long time. And this year is a new season, so we have openings for new sponsors. So if you want to drive Tyler crazy too, jump on in. It's easy.
Well, you know, speaking of sponsors, right?
Yes.
I think that we should let people know this right now. I'm going to reach out to the doctors of Philly and the lawyers of Philly and all of them. So this way I don't have to pick up the phone to call, but I will still call. that we want advice for our listeners. So if you would like to be a sponsor on the show where you get your guest spot every single show, whether it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes, we could have you on in giving your information and getting your business name and your firms out there and your practices out there for all of us to listen to. And if you practice in more than one state, that's even better because, again, we are on all social media, our shows, so they'll see you. And we're asking you to do that. And you can send us, drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com, right? info@libertybellsmack.com. Yep. And we will have that there that you are interested. Or you can call us at, what number is that? It's the 888-329-3306 number. Or you can also send us a DM. You could send it to Danielle. You could send it to myself. You can send it to Mark Mancini, who's not here right now, but he will listen in and do that. We would love to have you on the shows. We want to give back. So that's why we thought if you have advice or you want people to know what you're doing, you could come on live in person and do that with us. I think that's great.
Well, who wants to get advice from Mark? Let's be honest. I mean, you know, like, do we really want, you know, medical or legal advice from Mark? Maybe legal advice. But, you know, I mean,
no, he's the world's worst handicapper. Isn't that his reputation?
Yeah. You know, but I figured maybe he'd had more run-ins, so he'd have like a little bit of a backstory. But yeah, that's fine. Yeah. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. So we're good.
I think that we are good. But, you know, I have something to say because I know you do. And I want you to talk about it. And it's about our friend Darius Slayton. Would you care to tell our fans if they missed what happened and in full detail so they understand it? Because I know you're a little emotional over it. So let's hear your story.
This could be my Mancini minute. So I'm just going to like prep everybody now and just let you know. And Philly Eagle fans, this is not like a Giants thing. You guys should be upset too because it's going to hit you too. And I know it is. I know it is because right now you're not the darlings of the NFL either. This is going to get you. So I'm sure we've all seen this watching a game. Player gets a first down and they point. Yeah, first down. Yeah, great job. Okay, so apparently the NFL now is so worried about gun violence. You know, that's their new thing this year, gun violence.
Right.
Whatever, Goodell. Jump on whatever you can. So you are no longer allowed to make any hand motions that look like guns. So no finger pointing. But as you've seen, all the guys, they made a, make a first down. That's what they do.
Okay.
Well, this is now considered a violent gesture. Yes. So this week alone, CeeDee Lamb, Juju Schuster, Patrick Mahomes all did the same move. Okay? All of them.
Right.
Darius Slayton does it. 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct, and he's getting fined. The only one out of all of them. So what he did was, he put a picture up of every player this week who did it. They all looked identical to him. None of them got spoken to. Nothing. Mahomes right in front of the ref. You can actually see the ref standing there looking right at him. None of them. Nothing. So I don't think this should be an issue. This should be a penalty. But if you're going to make it one and you're making such a big deal, because yes, the NFL, Goodell is just so worried about our safety. Uh-huh. That's a whole other issue. You don't want to get me on as Goodell, but at least make it even across the board.
Right.
But we all know Mahomes is untouchable. He's the new Brady. You know, you can't like sneeze on him without getting a penalty. Oh my God, is he okay? So he's okay. It's fine. CeeDee Lamb just got a huge contract. You know, it's just, if you're a superstar, you're not going to get touched. Slayton, I'm sorry, honey bunch. I hate to break this to you. You ain't a superstar. You're not one of them. So you're going to get it. Okay. And so, like I said, Eagle fans, all you need is just one of your guys who isn't one of those that, you know, the NFL is like wanting to highlight. You getting it too. So just think, what happens when it prevents you from scoring? Takes you out of range. Field goal. Tie in the game. Win in the game. See, it can happen to any of us. This is not just a Giants issue. This is once again an officiating issue. I have a problem with it. Now, do I have a way to solve it? Let me do it. But you could let AI in a little bit on some of this, have New York, have the head office kind of jump in. But you know, they're never going to do that because then how can they control things? So I don't know. I just think Adele has to go. But like I said, that's a whole other issue that I have. What I don't like is this finger pointing thing and calling it a violent gesture. I just like, really? It's football. Why are we worried about pointing at a first down?
I think they just need something to complain about.
The NFL, well, let me tell you, the NFL's got enough to complain about, and we got enough to complain about the NFL. What I don't like is Goodell's like false concern. When you think about it, every year he gets on something that he's like, I'm going to help these people. Let's do a PSA. And then you never hear about it again. You never do. Like, remember they were all about domestic violence? They had all the players giving like those tear-filled speeches. Oh my God, I remember eating that wrong. Domestic violence. Okay, have you seen one of those commercials again? Nope. You haven't seen it since. So what, we're not worried about domestic violence anymore? Is it okay? at least be consistent. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. That's my rant. I'm done. Everybody can yell at me later.
This is my only response to that.
Wanted, you know.
Stinks!
Tyler, am I wrong?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Against the ref that you're getting mad at here.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute, you saying them about me?
Oh, no, never.
Yeah. But do you agree? Like,
yeah, it's a little crazy.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So I think Slayton, he's getting the fine and everything. So, like, that could be up to $30,000 for that.
Yes. I guess he won't be pointing any fingers.
Himself. Oh, I hope he does it. And I hope everybody does it every single game just to prove a point. See, I'd go to my locker room. I'd be like, okay, so whenever we do anything, everybody points, like the whole team point. You cannot get every single one of us. So that's what I'd be doing, you see, but that's me. And I would, if I was a coach, I'd be in on it. I'd even have the coaches doing it. Just to play with them. I'd be like, now we're all going to do it at the same time. And then I'd make it our celebration, all of it, just to prove how dumb this is. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. Let them do what they want to do. It's not like, you know, he's doing anything crazy. It's something they've always done. So don't take it away. But once again, just me. I'm not going to go to the Taylor Swift conspiracy thing either with Mahomes and, you know, the Chiefs. I got no problem with Swifty. But just think it's kind of funny that it's Mahomes and that team. And that's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
We're onto other things.
We are onto other things. I also want, as you were doing that, I am happy to say that one of our Florida fans is writing on the Facebook page and she's checking in. Hi, that goes out to Donna James Viedrick. So happy to hear that you are okay and prayers work. So thank you for checking in and thank you for tuning in and listening right now. That is awesome. And, you know, I think that we can get some callers in. And I'm going to give the number because then I'm going to go to a break. So then this way they have time to write this down and call in for our telethon because we're going to add some more items to this as well. Okay. And our telephone number here is 888-329-3306 for that Liberty Bell Smack telethon. Tyler's right on it. We'll be back right after this.
Here's an important message for everyone who drives a motor vehicle. Every day, an average of 2 emergency responders are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive. Others are critically injured and can no longer perform their life-saving jobs. In 2019, 44 emergency responders were struck and killed while working to help others on the road. Sadly, it looks like that number will be even higher in 2020. Firefighters, police officers, paramedics, tow truck operators, and every responder needs your help, and they need it now. Do your part to keep everyone safe on the road. When you see flashing lights of any color on the road ahead of you, slow down, move over, and give them room to work. It's the law in Pennsylvania. Police are cracking down, and penalties for violators are on the rise. This message is brought to you by Penntime and the Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania Traffic Incident Management at penntime.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ruska, certified high-performance coach from Powerful Leaders. And when I'm in Philly recording my TV show, The Next Level, I listen to Liberty Bell Smack.
And we are back on Liberty Bell Smack right here, where we're staying connected, keeping you entertained, and we want to get the conversation started. And we are continuing our telethon. And I know that Tyler loves to give us music, and he can do that because we can give away more things, can we not? We're going to review it for $25 pledge. Can you show them, Danielle, what they'll be getting?
Danny is in Jaden at the Heart of War. My last novella, my latest novella in the Birth of the Face series, volume 1. Yay! Autograph.
There she goes.
I feel like I have to do my hands. Like I have to do my Vanna White.
Personally autographed. And I will also personally autograph for a $50 pledge. It is the DVD. And it is teaching you how to meditate with your eyes open, extreme chakra cleansing for a supercharged life. And personally, we'll autograph that for you too. And I'm sorry, that was for $25 pledges, both of those. And then for $50, we will give you the hardcover copy of The Road to Success, Volume 2, where yours truly helped co-author with Jack Canfield, the originator of Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and also a life coach, and it's legendary in his own kind. And we'll personally autograph that for you. And I am now going to jump, because I'm putting it out there, I'm going to jump to $75 to $100. I am going to offer you, right from my own company, Neo Zoe, New Life Through Balanced Living, a free nutritional consultation, which can be done either in my office if you are around the New Jersey area. And if you're not, it's something we can do over, you know, teleconference, like telehealth. And I'm willing to do that. Usually takes about an hour and a half session for your first consult, and willing to do that for $75 to $100 pledge right here, right now, during this show. You have another 14 minutes to get that going. And you could do that by calling us at 888-329-3306. And I know, Danielle, you have another surprise over there as well.
Whoa.
This is not happening. So this is the new director's cut, that's what I like to call it, of Locked Out of Heaven, book one of the Birth of the Faith series. This is it. It's got almost an extra 100 pages. This is all the stuff they didn't let me put in. But now it's in. It does not come out until next week. But you will get this autograph, and you will get the vellum character artwork. And I know all my bookish people out there know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about vellum artwork. Mm-hmm. These are all the character illustrations that are in the first page.
You and they're will get beautiful. These guys. The colors are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Excited.
Is she an angel? I'm not sure. Can hold that up for our listeners.
That's Z. She's guardian of the wind.
That's very cool.
She is the head of the camp that is sent there. And then this is a power brigade angel, part of the archangel group, who becomes King Jarbok. He's kind of important. He's my guy. He's my man. He's the brooding guy that, you know, you're supposed to stay away from. He's that dude, you know. And that's all in Locked Out of Heaven. I will sign it, and I will give away the artwork that goes with it.
Well, I am happy to say I got just a direct message. I will leave out the last name, but Pat C from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She just did a pledge of $50. So we will make sure that, and she's sending me your information, sweetheart, you know, preferably your phone number and your email address along with that. And we will get in touch with you right after the show. But thank you so much, Pat C from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. Yeah, that is awesome. Thank you so much. And we want other people to come in, and we're going to say it again. If you have a business, I won't even tell you lawyers or doctors. Now I'm throwing out to anybody. If you have a business, and you know what's great for entrepreneurs that started their own business, and even locally, you can have a sponsorship where you come on every single show, our live shows, for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, depending what tier that you would like. And you could come on and give us some tips and tricks of whatever you're doing, and to advertise your business, and everybody can see your face like they're seeing ours now on social media, and hear your voice over the airwaves. And remember, if you miss the show, not only on social media, you can visit the WWDBAM Facebook page. You could also visit the website, because then you could download there as the show turns into a podcast after its original airing. They do that for us. They're fantastic to work with, WWDB. And we would love to have you be part of our family of Liberty Bell Smack on WWDB. And again, I'm doing it again. You can do that by going to 888-329-3306. We'd love to hear from you. And just what Pat C did, you can do a direct message to me. That's wonderful. You could direct message Danielle Orsino, or drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com. You can do that.
Marian, I have an idea. I don't know. I'm just off the top of my head right now. I'm just thinking, because I'm an author and I know how hard it is for us to get our names out there, especially most publishing houses don't pay for marketing and stuff. What if we had authors do little trailers, like little book trailers?
I think it's a wonderful idea. And like since both of us are authors, we know how hard that is to get your message out there. And we're willing to help you as you're helping us. We like to give back. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Something, you know, your tagline, a little something about your book, where they can find it. And then boom, you've got another little commercial for your book.
And if you are the shy type that does not like to put your voice out there, you could tell us what you'd like to be done and we can record that for you and play that for you too. So there's many options to do it for the shy people. Is Tyler pointing to himself? Did I just see him?
No, I'm just doing like a thumbs up.
I think he was just giving us a thumbs
up. Oh, he's giving a thumbs up. I didn't know. Well, I knew it was a thumb.
He didn't want to do the gun hands because he thought, you know, maybe we get fined or something. So
that's always worrisome.
He doesn't want to. But I am going to get to our hot topics. You know, I'm definitely going to do that. Oh, I have somebody reaching out right now. They said, do you have Venmo? We don't have Venmo. We do have PayPal. I do believe it's PayPal. Yes. And PayPal. It is PayPal. And Donna James is saying, hi, Tyler. She's giving you a shout out from Florida. So she is watching.
It's a pleasure,
and she
Donna.
Is doing that. And for her to say Venmo, I know she's looking to do a pledge. She can even call us if she has phone service at 888-329-3306. We'd love to put you on the air, Donna, because I see she's making every attempt to try to do this. So please give us a call. And it's time for Hot Topics. And my hot topic, I know you have mentioned this in passing, so I am going to mention it now, about the Joker 2. The Joker 2 stumbles at the box office amid poor reviews from audiences and critics.
Yeah,
I've been seeing some like taglines of like people saying Joker Foley Deuce instead of Do. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah. Sorry, Puddin. No one's in on the joke. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. You know what? The minute they said this was going to be a musical, I was like, Joker ain't really a musical type of character, but I thought they were going to tie this in somehow to some kind of illness. And okay, you know, there are brain aneurysms that could make you think everybody's singing. You know, if anybody saw that Scrubs episode, it was actually based on something real. But then I thought they're just shoehorning Gaga in to play Harley, and that's all it was. It wasn't about like, this is going to be a really cool story. It just doesn't work. And I feel like it was done just to do it. Like, not really because the story was asking for it.
And a couple of really graphic scenes compared to like what they had in the first one, even.
Yeah, it was also a very unsatisfying ending.
Of course.
You know, it was like you kind of went, that's it. Like, now I talked to one person who loved the ending because they were like, now that sets it up. And I'm like, it sets up nothing. It doesn't set up anything.
You don't use like, two now movies the timeline to do makes setup.
Sense. I'm like, timeline? I was like, we were done with the timeline a long time ago. I'm like, you know, that ain't Harley.
I can't go. I can't. Mm-mm. We went too far off. We just veered. We just, you know, it was like one of those where they decided to make a left turn and then a U-turn and then just go off-road.
And I know you're a big fan of, like, Harley's, and I feel like they kind of put her in an unflattering light or something.
I love me some Harley. And there's not one iteration that I was like, ooh, no. This one was one where I was like, why? Why? It didn't make sense. I think they were trying to almost pull a feminist Harley. Like, she was really the one manipulating Joker, and Joker never... And I'm like, we all know the Harley Joker dynamic. It did not work. It just did not work. So move on. That was my feeling. I didn't get it. So I think But what gets me is they showed this, but yet you shelved Batgirl with Brendan Fraser, just as he was getting that Oscar. Like, there was a lot of Oscar buzz. We knew the movie was like, you know, moving. It sounded like it was going to be really good, and then you shelved it.
He was attached to the Batgirl project. Right, I didn't even hear about that then.
Yeah. Yep. Batgirl was done. They were going into special effects at that point, but it was done. And Brendan Fraser was Firefly. So there was a lot to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. So when you think about it, it's like, I got to look at David Zasloff and go, what exactly are you doing? I just don't get it.
A lot of these big business tech heads or whatever are just like throwing away money for some reason. And I don't fully understand why. It makes no sense for them to just create a thing halfway, 95%, and then throw it out at the last turn.
Yep. Don't get it. So, yeah, Marianne, I'm not in on Joker. Not in on it.
A lot of people weren't. They were saying that they were estimating that movie to cost $200 million to produce. They now said they pegged it maybe at $190 million. But Warner Brothers released the film in over 4,100 locations in North America. And about 12.5% of that domestic total came from 415 IMAX screens. And they said that it will open in the next 2 weeks, also in Japan and China. But it's been a big flop. It's a real big flop. But I also want to give a shout out here, talking about the Joker too. He's going to hate me for this, but we also have Anthony Bella is writing in and saying, hey guys, so we're giving out a shout out to him. I know now that he's listening, so thank you so much. And again, I'm going to give out that phone number at 888-329-3306 to be a part of our show. But I'm sorry that Joker 2 was my hot topic for this week, because I think it was anticipated to be a lot bigger than it actually turned out to be.
Oh yeah. They were betting their cards on that one. There was a lot of buzz on that. And could this possibly spawn, we know Colin Farrell's like killing it in Penguin. He's doing so they thought maybe this would transfer into a possible Penguin movie if this did well and spawn this whole villain Elseworlds kind of thing. No, that's not going to happen. No, we're not.
At least somebody's not behind it now at this point.
I think we need to stop with the stuff. Like, we've seen Batman's origin how many times? Like, you can't retell the story. Like, we've seen it. Can we get somebody different? I don't care if you're in the universe, but I wouldn't mind Nightwing. I wouldn't mind any of, give me somebody a little bit different in that realm.
If you do Nightwing, that unfortunately means that they have to make a movie technically about a Robin, and apparently their numbers don't do well with movie versions of Robin.
But don't you think that's the way it's been done? How many movie versions of Robin have there been besides Burt Ward?
None. Just that Tim Burton one.
Christopher, what's his name, from who did Batman and Robin? O'Connell.
Yeah.
When he was Robin. And you can't count the Nolan thing. That you can't count that. I'm sorry. Anybody who's like, that was Robin. BS, that was Robin. Okay? That was. Don't need to get me started on that ending and how I should have rewritten it. I already had this conversation with Chris Claremont. Not getting in on it. But no. So I think it can be done. I'm sorry, Marianne. We're geeking out here. We just went fandom left.
That's okay, because all that's going through my head, because I know Halloween's not here and neither is Thanksgiving, but the jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, Batmobile lost his wheel, and Joker got away. That's what I'm thinking of right now, unfortunately.
You're not that bad. It's actually in the wheelhouse.
I thought so too. But that's what goes through my head right now. It's sad, right? As you're talking about the Joker, this is kind of like just what went through my head. And it's really sad that it didn't work out. But I admit to you, I did not see it. I got as far as the trailer, the 2.5-minute trailer. And
that
I was like,
that was bad enough.
Because I was looking to go see, if I could go see a movie, last weekend. I haven't been there in a while. And right. Joker 2 came out. And we're like, oh, okay. And then I seen the trailer and No, I could wait for that. It'll come out on something free later. I don't have to do this. It's so sad, but I actually admit that I do that. But I'm getting back to our telethon for 1 minute before we get to your hot topic. Yes. And we had Pat C. from Scranton, Pennsylvania, give a $50 pledge. So happy to do that. If you could show them what they're getting for $25 yet again so they can see what they're getting, I'd really appreciate that. And that is
This is my novella, At the Heart of War, Danius and Jaden, and it will be autographed.
There you go, Danius and Jaden. And actually, wait a minute, getting a direct message here. And we do have a direct. I think you're going to be giving one of those books away. Yes, I do. I think it's drum roll, please. I'm waiting for the whole thing to come in. And he is pledging $25. Thank you so, so much. And his name is Tony, and he is from Westfield, New Jersey. So thank you so much.
Tony.
Yeah. Send me your information. That would be your phone number and your email address to us, and we will get that right out to you. We will be contacting you right after the show. So thank you so much. This is going really well. And getting to it now, your hot topic of the week. What is it?
I wish I had like a really happy one, but Garth Brooks. I know you said, and I mention it only because I know you saw him at the Rosie O'Donnell show. You said you were a big fan, but he wasn't that nice. Mm-hmm. He's embroiled in a big sexual assault thing.
So, I heard something like that.
Yeah. And it's not looking great in the sense that they sold him and Trisha Yearwood sold their mansion the day before the story broke and the allegations officially came out. So it's like, you know, that's a little, but apparently it's from an assistant that used to work for him. Now he's saying this whole thing's a shakedown. And then he went and released the victim's name publicly. That's like a big old no bueno kind of thing. Yeah. So he's saying this whole thing's a shakedown. She's like, no, it's not. And it's going to get ugly really, really quick. He's now countersuing for slander, defamation of character, all of that kind of stuff. So I think this is going to be bad. You know what I mean? This is one of those ones where it's a nuclear hole crater that's left when it's done.
You know how they say that when you play a country song backwards, you get everything back that you lost?
No, I hadn't heard that, but in this case, maybe Garth wants to give it a shot. I'm not sure.
He's going
to
be singing a song forward and very quickly of what's going to happen because
it's not good.
Guess you find friends in low places. Oh, couldn't help myself.
Where he was hanging out in low places. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to way too many places right now. Just going to stop on the head of the game.
You know,
I'm just going to, but yeah, he's in some trouble. So I don't know what's going to happen, but then I think of that weird, I always think now of that weird album he did when he was Chris, whoever, you know, and then he did some weird album where he didn't tell anybody it was him. And he was like all emo with the little soul patch and the hair and the mascara and all this stuff and the makeup, the eyeliner. I forgot the name he did it under. It was Chris something. And then he released an album that way. And then he was like, oh yeah, it was me. And I'm like, okay.
Are you talking about Garth Brooks in The Life of Chris Gaines?
Yes, but for a while he didn't say it was him. It was just Chris Gaines. Like he was trying to make it like it was a totally different person. And then everybody's like, okay, it's you. And it was like, well, yeah, all right. But yeah, he did this whole like, you know, dark goth thing.
Dark goth.
Tongue twister.
Oh, careful.
Dark mall. Dark goth. Garth. Wow, we can go a lot of places with that. But yes.
Sam Witwer.
So,
love it.
You know, well, I think this is going to, a lot's going to come out. I mean, because you got the Diddy thing going on. Now you got this. Oh, you know, there's a lot and people are running from the hills. You know, Bieber's like freaking out down in Australia. He's like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm going to be a dad. Like, leave me alone. I'm just going to concentrate on that. And now they're pulling out all the interviews where like Puff is sitting next to him. And he's like, he knows better than to talk. And I'm like, oh, does he really? What does he have to say? Now I want to know. Now I'm like, I really want to know. So Usher's keeping it quiet. He scrubbed his social media. All of a sudden, everybody's like, I don't know who this man is. I know nothing.
No, and people are running for the hills, but, you know, you just never know what anything on what you're talking about, Diddy, what's on these lists. You have no idea. But I always say what you do in the dark comes out in the light eventually.
Wendy Williams has been saying this for years.
Oh, okay.
Saying stuff was going to come out. For years she was on this. And she was like, you got to watch this. And I'm like, what does she know? She know a lot.
She might know more than she's saying.
She know a lot. So, yeah, I think. I mean, that the Brooks thing, it's all, there's a bunch of people that are coming out of the woodwork for a lot of things. So we'll see.
But I know something good that's happening right now on Liberty Bell Smack is our Liberty Bell Smack Telethon. And we are telling you that for $75 to $100 pledge, I'm going to say it again, from Neo Zoe, yours truly, I'm a nutritionist. And I'm willing to give you a free first nutritional consult. Usually runs an hour and a half, and you can find out everything about your lifestyle. And it's not about calories in and calories out and how much you exercise. You all know that. I'm not there to tell you that. But what I am there to do is find out where your deficiencies may be and how to fix your body and teach you, give you the what and the why of what can help you, because everybody's individual. So not everything that works for one does not work for another. And that's what it's about. And giving you answers to the questions that you probably have about your health, willing to do that one-on-one for $75 to $100 pledge. And again, for the $25 pledge, what is it, Danielle, that you are giving away?
I am giving away At the Heart of War, Danius and Jaden's Love Letters, my last novella in the Birth of the Fae series, Volume 1. This is the one that ties it together, people. You can read it as a standalone if you just want a good romanticy. It's only one chili pepper, maybe half a chili pepper. It's not that spicy at all. But, yep, it's a good love story. So if you're just looking for romanticy, there it is. It is LGBTQ. It's two women. So just warning you now. And there's actually, my husband pointed it out, I didn't write one male character in this whole book. It's Ooh. Even the dragons are female. I didn't realize that until after he read it. And he was like, you got a problem or something? And I was like, oh, yeah. Didn't realize that. So female empowerment. Go women.
There you go. I love it. And in that same category, I'm giving out the Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life DVD. And it's something to behold, because you are going to learn about the body, learn about each chakra and what it means, and how to recharge that for your supercharged life. And for the $50 to $100, what do we have?
We have the director's cut that comes out next week of book one, Locked Out of Heaven. From the Birth of the Fae series, all the stuff that they wouldn't let me put it in, I put it back in. And then with it, you will get artwork, vellum artwork, illustrations of the two big characters, Z and Power Brigade Angel. So you will get all of that included in it, and I will autograph.
And also with that, you could choose also the Road to Success Volume 2, and that will teach you your road to success and to get you there, along with co-author Jack Canfield, the originator of Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And this became a best-selling award-winning book. So excited to have that as also our pledges. And we're going to touch base again with all of the companies out there and Danielle's idea for authors. If they want to do their tagline and do a little thing there, you can do that. Please reach out to us. And if you reach out to us during this show right now and time is running out, you have 12 minutes to get your call in or your direct email for lawyers, doctors, anybody who wants to come on the show every single week for 2 minute spot, 5 minute spot, give us your tips and tricks on anything, or even just to talk to us and advertise your business, get your face known. You could do that every week with us and our fan base. You'll be inherited right into our fan base on Liberty Bell Smith. So be sure to call us right now at 888-329-3306. Get that number implanted. And everybody who's doing a direct mail to us, thank you so much. Already saying thank you, Pat C, for your $50 pledge, and to Tony in Westfield, New Jersey, for your $25 pledge. We really appreciate it. And those gifts will be in the mail to you soon. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and it's hard to say that Halloween is coming up in just a couple of short weeks.
Yes, it is.
It is. Now, my question to you is, they're saying that when the port strike was going to happen, but then it got suspended, they were worried about all this Halloween candy. You know, like, how many trick-or-treaters do people really get anymore? Ooh. Like, when I was a kid, we would plan that out for weeks. You know,
you would think,
map, this one does this thing. You would, a map, and you would say, I'm going to do this at this time, and then I'm going to catch up with these friends. I'm going to do this at this time. And at one point, we didn't even go out with the little pumpkins. We went out with the pillowcases. Because they fit a lot more. You could carry them over your shoulder. And I can't tell you the hours we spent from when we got out of school. It was dark out. Sometimes it was cold on those Halloween nights. We were out getting candy. And now it's like you buy all this candy and there's no trick-or-treaters, and then it finds your lips and then it's forever on the hips, and it's just really horrible. So the question is, do you even buy Halloween candy anymore?
Oh, yeah.
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 For yourself.
Yeah.
And that face said it all.
You know, I ain't going to turn it down. You know, good Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Reese's Pieces, Twix, Snickers with peanut butter.
Are you getting the mini size, or are you getting the like, or the fun size or the actual size?
Fun size.
Okay, okay.
Fun sizes. They're so hard to get, though. Anybody out there who's got, you know, hook up with that, let me know. We'll put you on air, too. We'll do a trade. I can't find those anywhere. They're really hard. I've had to like go to a candy warehouse and get them.
What,
and
the
then
big
I get,
size?
Well, I got bags of them. I don't give those out though. I don't give those out. Those are mine. Sorry, kids. You don't get those.
Goodness.
Do you ever notice that when you put all the candy and it has how all the varieties in the thing, and whenever you have the trick or treater, you start keeping the ones you really like and start giving out the ones you don't? Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I so admit that I've done that.
Yeah.
But last year, though, not one trick-or-treater. Not one. Not one.
Really?
Yeah. And I've noticed, like, each year it was dwindling down, you know. And last year, all ready to go, not one. I was like, this is unheard of in my book. But then a lot of parents were telling me, oh, we do these trunk-or-treat things at the school where they give it out at
that?
The school.
What
for
is that?
I think you just go there and they have stuff all set up and it's done.
Because it's a safe space,
under
I guess.
Adult supervision. They're not. Yeah, I guess it is, but it's a safe space. But that's part of the danger of Halloween. Although nowadays it's gotten a little crazier because
you just carry around a can of shaving cream, just in case you're going to get bombed. And you're like, you know.
Or sometimes, remember when they had the scare with the candy where they were putting needles inside of the candy and the razor blades and all, and you're like,
yeah,
I really want to bite into this because you just don't know because they got. But the coolest ones I used to think, because I was a kid, when they would give out the candy cigarettes. And you know, they were like this big, and then you would sit there and you had your Halloween costume and you're sitting there eating that candy, but you actually think you're smoking. That was fun.
It had harmless like a little confection sugar. Yes. So it would actually get a puff at the end of it. Yeah, they don't give that away anymore.
They don't do that anymore, but I had so much fun with that. And
I gave away pixie sticks once. Like when I lived in an apartment building, we gave away the big long pixie sticks just to make all the parents mad. Just really pain in the neck neighbors. So I was like, this is what we're gonna do. My husband's like, what? And we went and bought like the foot-long pixie sticks. Uh-huh. And I'm like, watch this. We had so many kids coming back, and the parents were just like, that's great. So happy you're there. And just like looking at us. And I gave like the little bag with it. And I'm like, here, kid. I just gave him a foot-long pixie stick. I'm like, have fun. I'm like, you know, you really gotta eat that quick because it'll harden if you don't.
Yeah.
Boom, down the hatch, walking down the hall. I'm like, have fun tonight, Ma. You know, it's just...
They also had the fun dips. They still have them. You know, when they had the powders and they had that like white thing that you just kind of stick
it in the other room. It's like
the kids would just rip open the powder and go everywhere. Moms just loved it in their house. Trust me. And those were the ones that was like one of the best ones. Or rock candy. You know, remember the rock candy? And you would put that in.
Yeah. It actually made a comeback recently in the new Coke Oreos or whatever that they just put out.
Really?
Yeah, there's Pop Rocks in the Coke Oreos, and they crackle in your mouth when you eat them or whatever.
I gotta find that. I just gotta just
they taste awful.
Sake. Oh, do
we
they
eat it on the air and just like you know let everybody hear the pop?
Could you imagine what that would sound like in a microphone?
We gotta try that.
I just went.
Yes, great audio filters.
Let's find Pop Rocks.
Well, for our Halloween episode, maybe that's what we're going to have to do. It's going to have to be a lot of fun.
Are we dressing up for Halloween, by the way? We have to establish that.
I'm kind of already dressed up. I go as the everyday.
Maybe. You might get me.
Witch. The everyday witch. You could rhyme that however you want. But, you know, that's like.
Because it's a week after Comic-Con, so I have to, like, planning, you know, close to it. But.
Oh, that's our cue because he knows it. Nectar, Mission to Mars. He's playing it as we speak. You can get this at nectarsmusic.com, NEKTARSmusic.com, because it's almost the end of the show. That's why I wanted to talk about that. And Tyler just keeps me right on cue.
He's good like that.
It's a really rocking good song.
It is.
It's fun, really actually.
It's a great album.
It's climbing the charts right now, and it's really it's awesome. A lot of fun. And it's really cool that when my clients come in and they have it in their playlist, and they I'm unsuspecting to that, and they'll have something playing, and all of a sudden they're like, "Do you hear that? Do you hear that?" I was like, "Oh my God, you put that in your thing!" You know, it's kind of fun. So thank you, Tyler. Well, it's that time where we have to get going again. I cannot believe an hour
that
has
went by
passed,
quick. Yeah.
And this is our telethon. But if you catch this right now, by tonight, we'll even give them till 12 p.m. tonight, right? The rest of the night to DM us, send us an email at info@libertybellsmack.com for your pledges. Again, we want to thank Pat C for your $50 pledge and Tony D for your $25 pledge. And I'm seeing more people shouting out to us, so let's hope that turns into pledges to keep us on the air. We'd love you to be part of our family. And Danielle, Tyler, it's been real, but we got to count it down right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Ready.
Now, from Liberty Bell Smack, Marianne Costello, Danielle Asino, and our chosen producer, Tyler. Let's count it down. Five.
Four. Three.
Two.
One.
Liberty Bell Smack.
That is what I'm talking about. Hey.